It's the Dana Cortez Show. Willie Barcien is in the house.
What's up, everybody?
Hold on. I think I remember this last time. It's not the Enya, it's just Barcena.
Barcena, I can't be doing the Enya thing.
Yeah. Settle down, yeah. Dana. Trying to be mom Mexican.
It's just half Mexican.
not full. Okay, well, you just got here. You were sleeping. Now you're awake. Yeah. Why don't you fly? You said you drove in. What's the deal?
I'll drive anywhere. I'll drive to Texas, I'll drive, but
the only, that's a long drive.
But I mean, we were in Chicago last week. Chicago, obviously, I'll fly.
Miami, I'll fly.
But I hate, listen, this is a weird thing, man, because I hate people. And I think most comedians do hate people, but they love their audience.
We love our audience
because our audience loves us.
Those are your people.
Those are people that like how you think and they respect you, so you love them back. But when you go to the airport, getting in lines and then giving your luggage to somebody and he's all rude and you're like, oh man, here, I just take my bags. And then when you get in line and then the TSA people that are yelling, all right, everybody get your belts off and take your shoes off and everything. And they're like all into it, right? You're like, dude, relax. Not that serious.
I thought you were afraid to fly.
No, I'm not afraid. I hate people. And then you get inside, right? And then you get in line again, right? The group C or group B, and the planes are getting smaller and smaller, I swear. Okay, you know what always happens to me? I don't know why, man, but I'll see people, and look, I know there's fat people out there. I'm not trying to, like, dog you, you know?
I used to be one.
Whoever she went, man, you did a good job. I know when she's in my heart. She's eating donuts right now. I remember, it always happens to me, and I really believe that I manifest this because I sit down and I go, please don't give me a big person, please.
I'm not, I don't want to say average, but I'm medium.
Yeah. If you look at me, I'm not a big gordo or anything.
No, I'm all right. I'm medium sized.
But I think, anyways, so I'll see somebody walking in and it's always like, this happened to me, I swear, coming back from Miami, which is, anybody knows, either come back from Miami or Chicago is like the longest flight, right? Back to LA. Okay, so I was looking at my ticket, and then I know you're saying, all right, Willie, you should get first class or whatever, right? But this is what happens. I am so bad at booking flights that if you book late, you're not going to get first class.
No, you're going to be sold out.
I'm a big procrastinator, you know. I mean, it's why I'm a comedian, right? Comedians are people that couldn't get their life together, all right? Or else we would have had real jobs. So I'm at this comeback. This is last week, come back from Miami. And I see a lady, and it's a big old hubba bubba, right? And I was like,
oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh, hell no, don't tell me I'm right there. Don't tell me, because I'm B, right? I'm like, oh, I go.
Oh, you really waited. Yeah. You wait for everything.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so I sit down, and now I have to lean a little to my right. Right? Because she's on, you know, half her butt cheeks are on my side. You ever had that? When her butt cheeks, and then she has those big fat arms, right? Like super big fat.
I purposely sit between two heavy people. I'm little.
I love when people like you walk in. I'm like, when I see someone like you walk in, I'm like, come on.
I go, come on.
So then, check this out. It doesn't end there. So then I see another lady walking in, right? And there she is, man. And there's like a 20 people. And I go, ah, man, come on. No way I'm going to get that lady. Because now I'm in the middle, right?
No.
And yeah. So I'm in the middle between these two heavy, heavy ladies. And then they start talking to each other, right? And they're like, hello, you know? And then I'm like, I'm literally like this, right? I'm like this. And then
men wanted. Two women.
That's rude. Like, no.
It's a dream, Willie. You've manifested your ultimate dream.
I did. And by the way, listen, I know big women, I always get in trouble because I talk about big women, but it's not that I'm making fun of them. It's that I care about their health. You know what I mean?
Sure it is.
We need big women to stay alive. So the reason I say, like, you know, bring it down because we want you to stay here.
That's a real thing, though. Because
you're
big and
you're big and lovable, you know, and we want you around. And if you continue with that, you know. Yeah, listen.
You won't be around?
I don't want to listen, Madison. I don't want to lose your big customers. You know what I mean?
Let me move on. You know what I mean? You said first class. What's it like to be rich?
Nah, I'm not rich. I've always been. I've always been
your
content.
Your family's not listening. You don't have to loan them any money.
His son's right here.
Yeah,
yeah, but he already gave him a job.
You know what it is? My career, man. I've been at it, going 30 years. And I've always been, like, if baseball, right? Let's just say this is baseball.
I don't understand baseball.
No, but here it is. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm like I'm a guy that consistently hits 260, all right, 270.
I'm in the game.
You know what I mean? No. I've been happy with that because I never. I don't want the pressures of, and that it goes back to manifesting. I've always just wanted to go tell my joke, drink my beer, get my check, peace. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man.
But 30 years of doing it, though.
Yeah, successful.
You're comfortable.
Yeah. I'm comfortable. Yeah, it's funny. You know what? We talk about this. And when I was a kid comedian, when I was a youngster, I was with Jay Leno.
Okay.
Right. And then now, and 30 years later, I had Leno. I have a podcast, and I had Leno came and did my podcast 2 weeks ago.
It's funny.
He's rich. Yeah. Yeah. What is something? He goes, Willie. We was talking about being clean, right? And he's always told me to be clean, a clean comic. Since I was a young comic, he would say, Willie, don't write dirty. And so on the podcast about 2 weeks ago, I go, Jay, what's the difference between being a dirty comedian and a clean comedian? And he goes, millions.
It's true.
You know, hey, you know what? I'd rather make my thousands, you know? Yeah. You know what I mean? Being dirty.
Soul, baby.
No, because honestly, at the end, man, we're all going to die, right? Everybody. Maybe. I'm no fortune teller, but I'd rather die doing it my way, which is, listen, man, I love Seinfeld. Right? I love Seinfeld. Who's this other guy? Gaffigan?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I love those guys, but I've never gone out and bought their albums. Mm. You know, I've never said, like, oh,
I gotta get
Seinfeld. He just dropped an album.
I just can't get into it. He likes Seinfeld. I'm like, I don't really like Seinfeld.
I like Joe, but I wouldn't buy his comedy album, bro. You know, when I was a kid, you know, I mean, man, it was a long time ago. We had Pryor, you know. I like those cats, man. I like the Bill Burrs. I know that.
Who's that dude you've been watching lately?
Cat Williams?
No, it's Shane Gillis.
I love Cat Williams.
Really, Willie, you say that, though.
Clean.
But at your show, you are a comedian who you don't really talk about Latino things. You talk about everything.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I've seen you talk about eating a taco, which is not a dirty bit, but it's one of the funniest stand-up sets I've been. So I think, you know, to give yourself more credit, you're a comedian for everybody.
No, okay, I am kind of awesome. But I, you know what? It was when I first started.
That's Anthony's pitch to open up. But go ahead.
I'm already on the show. I've been fortunate enough to share the stage with this titan.
No, you know what it is?
When I
first started, I wanted to, every young comedian wanted to do the Tonight Show.
Of course.
Every young comedian. I mean, this is before, like, you had all these social media platforms and stuff. It was just,
it was the YouTube of his day.
And then so I knew the way to get on that show was to say material that could hit the Midwest, that could hit the East Coast, even though you're a West Coast guy. So that's what forced me to write more of a general writing. But
that's the brilliance of your writing and your comedic timing is that we all have things in common. West Coast, South, Canada. I don't care where you're
like,
from.
We have
more in common.
Relationships, I don't care, man, whether you're in love here or in love in New York or in Chicago. And we were just talking about it right
you
now.
You said men shouldn't get married till they're 40, which is crazy.
Well, I just got a girlfriend. Why? I swear, it feels weird because I have a girlfriend and I got my son a new mom. And I asked you if she was hot. You didn't check her out, bro. Hey, DJ Lips, have you? Shout out DJ, have you seen her, bro? You seen Olga, right? Does she have a nice body?
I don't want to see Olga. They've done nothing but talk about Olga.
Call her up on the phone. Let me see this body.
Let me see this Instagram. Yeah. Okay, Well, what's it like having a new
It's funny
girlfriend?
How I say nice body, right? The guys don't say, oh, personality is amazing. No. You know what I mean? By the way, we go to the...
Oh, my God. Talk about being family friendly. That's my husband.
Don't talk that way about my wife. About my future... That's my future ex-wife you're talking about.
So where'd you meet her?
Where did I meet her? Okay, this is going to sound cheesy, but I met her at a bar. And the reason
I like that. Why is that cheesy?
Okay. Because, it's a bar. Yeah, school, yeah, man. I know. Old school. Yeah. And this is what I think this is why I liked her, because she didn't like me at first, you know? And you know, when a girl doesn't like you, you get uncomfortable. Because if the first, like, you know, I was like, hi. And she's like, hi. Like, she's bothered. And I go, what's her problem, right? And then I was like, hey, can I get you a drink? And she goes, I drink water. And then I'm like, oh, God, one of those, right? So I go get her a water, and she annoyed me. And then I asked her, let's go, you know. And then, okay, I go, want to go out to dinner? I got her number. Oh, I didn't get her number. That's how bitchy she was. So she gave me her Instagram, right? Which is,
yeah,
she gave me
her new number.
She gave me her Instagram. And then I asked her out. I go, hey, you want to do something tomorrow or with that day, right? The next day day. Yeah, yeah. And she's like, no. And I go, okay, want to do something Monday? And she goes, no. And I go, I'm going to ask her one more time. After that, I'm not going to talk to this woman ever. And I go, you want to have dinner on Tuesday? And she goes, yeah. So, all right. And then we had dinner. And then it was like corny, magical moments, man. Because I was sitting there.
Oh,
and
was.
Yeah. You really like that woman.
I fell in love with her, man.
How many dates you guys been on?
She put brujeria on me, bro.
No.
She put witchcraft for you.
That's what she did.
For all the white guys and black guys and Asians listening out there, if you go out with a Latina, I'm telling you, and you fall in love with her, it's witchcraft. All right? They put brujeria on you. So I'm just trying to save
you're
you.
Right. Everything she did, yeah, I did with him. Don't answer the
did?
First call.
Hell oh, no. You, hey,
the chase is everything. Really?
Bro. Man, they get your hairs. Like one of your hairs. They get your clothes.
Candle.
They can take it to a lady and they give her stuff that you have from your energy.
They have little dolls.
No, bro. I'm serious, man. Don't clown around, man. Bro, no, I'm trying to help you. Okay. They get your hair. They get like your jacket. She'll get and then they'll take it to the little old crooked lady, and then they give it to her. And I mean crooked
she
has to be a viejita. And then they give it to her, and then she prays on it, and they think about you, and they grab her stuff, and they put it together.
And then you marry me.
And then you do radio together for the rest of your life. They got you, bro.
So you're saying I can't ever get out of this?
Nah, bro.
When are you going to propose to Olga? What's the deal?
You know what? It's so funny because I've talked to her. I've only been with her 3 months, and I already said, you know, I think I'll marry you. You know what I mean? I think when you're older, I mean, when I was in, like, I always say guys in their 20s and 30s, they're just horny. You know, honestly. I mean, it's not that when you get older, you get wiser. And so you it's funny because I think because men lose testosterone as we get older and we let sensitivity.
Your brain starts to
Yeah. So now I'm like, when we hold hands, I'm like, you know, I'm like, this is so beautiful. You know what I mean? Whereas before, it'd be like,
just like,
yeah, when you're younger, it's like, it's hot,
I
don't
want to say what I was thinking.
It's like, yeah.
You can't. You already ruined it with the... Yeah. Word. It's funny because you're right. Earlier, I think Automatic admitted to having a pillow as his first lover. And you
said a couch. He said a couch.
Yeah. Well, we'll put the pillow on the couch and, you know, they made like for a better angle.
Right. No. Yeah. You know, it's funny because
that phase is over.
I hit the couch when I was, because we had a leather one.
Oh.
We had a black leather couch, and I said, well, put some baby oil on that. It'll be me and the couch. Put on some romantic.
What
some,
color
put
was
on,
the couch?
Put, yeah, black. I was into sisters. So I put on some Sade and be in the couch, man. I would get mad when people sit on the couch. So I'd be like, get off her.
Willie, let's go. Give me improv this weekend. We want to give you some tickets, 602-256-6983. He's here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You don't know her like that.
Buy your tickets at tempeimprov.com, but we want you to win them for free right now, 602-256-6983. Willie, it's always such a pleasure to have
you here. Thank you. I love you guys, man. I appreciate you, guys helping me out, man. It means a lot, so thank you.
We love you.
We love you coming in.
Right on, guys.
Congratulations. Thank you. You know he's rich.